Well, we covered a lot of territory, but I'd guess we got 25% into the book. We're going to schedule a second interview where we just basically run through, recap what we already covered, and then get into all the other areas in the next few weeks with Joel Skousen into part two. The book is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, third edition. And, Joel, just in closing, some basic quick questions I've got. Where do you live? I mean, generally.
Well, I live, I follow my own advice. I moved from Oregon, which is challenging California as a socialist state of the union in terms of restrictive property laws and things, to Utah, because this is that state that is the furthest away from all of these population threats and through trackless wilderness and desert. It's just almost impossible for people without fuel, food, and other facilities to get from Los Angeles up to Utah, and the same thing from Sacramento or San Francisco or from Seattle, any of those major, even Denver is 500 miles away through the most difficult mountain pass.
And there's also a culture up there of people who are into being prepared and self-sufficient, so you don't have to worry as much about them coming and trying to rob you.
Yeah, that's right. And there is a knit togetherness to the Mormon population there that even if state government breaks down, they have that church hierarchy which maintains order. And that doesn't mean that everyone has to be a Mormon. In fact, they're very open to other people coming in. But it means that the base population will remain stable and not riot and not panic as much as other communities. And that's why there's going to be, I believe, more stability there. But that doesn't mean that everybody has to move to Utah. Everybody can. I really stress and cover the worst thing that people did in Y2K, and I warned against this, but they did it anyway. They ran out into the most rural areas, sold everything, quit their jobs, and then they were calling me up in droves, after Y2K and said, well, now what do? I've run out of money. Self-sufficiency is a lot more expensive than I thought. And I say, well, you're going to have to go back and reestablish your financial lifeline and do it all over again. And that's why it's very important for people to realize that you can't just do this all in one step. Sometimes you have to take two.
No, you got to think it out. And you know, something the globalist type is not ever going to be the real threat. The real threat's going to come like a thief in the night. Now, the elites, and it's even admitted in CNN, they're building, even if they stay in cities, big underground bunkers, arming themselves. All these former government people, what are they doing? I mean, I know a lot of them are going to Utah, Wyoming, Montana.
And Colorado. A lot of them have built resorts cabins, very luxurious cabins, in the ski resorts of Colorado. And the reason they do that is because Denver, this is not a recommended city, Denver's the western center of the New World Order globalists. They have bunkers there. They have a power center.
It's the admitted alternate government.
That's correct. Yeah. Denver is a very bad place, and that's why a lot of these ex-CIA, ex-NSA, and Army and government officials who know that a nuclear war is coming have built big underground bunkers. They're not telling the American people. They don't want us prepared, but they themselves are preparing, and I have run into numerous contractors who I've worked with in Colorado who have told me, you can drive down the street in Aspen and other areas and say, there's a bunker in that house, there's a bunker there. He's former NSA, he's CIA. I mean, these people know something, and it's just criminal that they don't tell the American people.
Where are the elites running abroad?
Well, a lot of them are in Switzerland. A lot of them are in northern Italy, in Germany, in the Alps. They're following what Hitler did. Bavaria is full of them. And they're also going to Latin America. A lot of them in South America, around Buenos Aires. Some of them in Brazil. Those areas in Argentina, they expect, I think, to try to control, but they're down there as well.
Yeah, I know the Rockefellers have really been moving and building houses and buying up land in Argentina.
Yeah, the Bushes have built and got a big chunk of land down there in Paraguay. I don't think that's going to serve them very well, but that's where they are.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands of acres. So is Ted Turner. Well, amazing presentation. Joel Skousen, two or three weeks from now, we'll set up a second part of the slideshow, go through it all, but we got a big chunk of it out of the way. But folks, do your own research. Do whatever you can in degrees to mitigate the dangers of this world and all the stresses that are only intensifying and the dollar devaluation. An economic collapse for me is what I'm worried about, not tsunamis, not earthquakes. The nuclear war is down the road. Strategic relocation available at InfoWars.com. Get them while you can. They're selling out quick. Joel, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Alex.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I want to get into the latest developments in and around the Fukushima nuclear disaster in northeastern Japan. ABC News, Associated Press, the Kyoto News out of Japan first broke it. Powerful ion beams are being projected from one of the plants. Now other plants are smoking and boiling and on fire. There are hundreds of thousands of fuel rods thrown around in every direction. The situation is deteriorating very, very quickly. And at the number three reactor that blew up not this Monday, but the Monday before last, just 3 days into the disaster, we're now 13 days in, it is boiling, it is smoking, and its temperature has risen to above 400 degrees, that from aerial infrared snaps. And the Japanese, because of smoke rising from three of the reactors, had to evacuate the emergency crews yesterday. That hysteria is ongoing. Levels are well above 1,600 times safe levels. As you know, last Friday, the director of the plant broke down and said he could no longer cover up the fact that this is deadly radiation enough to kill people. The Japanese government for now 13 days has refused to give readings from in and around the plant. but we know 20 kilometers away, it's 1,600 times safe levels with the ion beams being projected. And at the number three reactor, the MOX Mark I General Electric reactor that uses weapons-grade plutonium in it, 7%, 93% uranium, we've had nuclear physicists on to break this down, but I did some more research last night and talked to some of my physicist sources, and they did confirm that what could happen if this heating continues is, and if the rods, the active rods continue to melt down, the plutonium will separate to the bottom, the uranium will be stacked on top of that in this slag heap, and then on top of that, the different other isotopes that are off-gassing will build up in stratas, and if any of those ignite, chain reaction could begin, as happened in the early 1950s in Russia at a rod cooling facility when they had a large nuclear explosion, not a hydrogen explosion, as we've been seeing. They claim it's only hydrogen explosions, but an actual nuclear chain reaction. So cannot underestimate how serious this is, that ion beams are now emanating from the Fukushima facility. An ion beam is a type of particle beam consisting of ions, and that's the worst type, ladies and gentlemen. Ion beams have, again, electrons. And I'm going to get some more of those articles printed off, and we're going to go over the different articles on the latest on ion beams. One of those computers is locked up, so we can sprint over there or put some of those on screen. But this whole situation is getting worse and worse by the minute. More and more radiation is drifting across Japan. The predominant winds are blowing out to sea to the east, towards the United States east coast. Of course, there was another earthquake today in Myanmar near the China and Thailand borders. A powerful earthquake hit Myanmar today near its borders with China, Thailand, and Laos. The U.S. Geological Survey reported the quake hit the eastern Myanmar about 55 miles north of Chiangra, Thailand, the survey reported. It had a magnitude 6.8, the survey reported, revising the estimate down from an initial 7.0, so showing that we're having tectonic activity continuing. And all over the Western world, California, in the Midwest, in the New Madrid Fault Line, in Japan, in many other areas, nuclear reactors have been built, as you know, directly on those fault lines. But I've got some more information that I want to collate and get together before I go into my full report dealing with what's happening right now at Fukushima. And remember, while this is going on, we have a nuclear plant in Canada bordering the U.S. in one of the Great Lakes, leaking massive amounts of radioactive water into the lake. Standard procedure to say it's safe and no big deal. We've got other reactors that reportedly had leaks in other areas of Japan. We never really see or hear anything on that front. Also, we're going to get into the latest on the economy and what's happening in Libya and the rest of the Middle East. On the economy front, Euro's collapse is not unthinkable. Warren Buffett says... So we've got that report that's coming up. We've got George Soros setting up a huge consortium of banking heads and brokerage firm heads to move away from the dollar and a new international currency order. He's blaming this on capitalism. He says that's the big enemy now, not communism. This isn't capitalism that's been engaged in by these bankers, creating thousands of trillions in fake derivatives and then buying off governments to sign on to the debt that we don't owe. And so he's literally one of the players engineering this, now posing as the savior as well. So that is coming up. But first I wanted to play a little country music song that we were sent. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com called Crazy Like Alex Jones. We're going to play that here in just a moment. And it's a music video that I think illustrates the fact that – They call us crazy because we were right about the dollar implosion, because we were right about derivatives and the end of Glass-Steagall in 99, because we've been right about the lies about WMDs, because we've been right about the radiation danger being much greater from the naked body scanners. They try this conspiracy theorist crazy line as a way to discredit our information so people don't even look at it. Well, I embrace it. You want to call me crazy? Great. Crazy like a fox. And instead of people bowing down and saying, oh, no, I'm not a kook. Oh, no, we need to embrace it and say, no, you're the ones that are really crazy. So if you want to call us crazy, fine. Here is this great music video that Rob Dew put together with a great artist that sent us this old-fashioned country-style song, Crazy Like Alex Jones. Here it is.
Smithing and do all kinds of things.
You even sell guns.
We even...
I'm going to unravel slave with a weapon. Disarm him. Get the guards. Disarm him immediately.
Crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. And yet, have a conclusion without presumption to know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I wanna be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. I went looking one day on the internet just to see what I could find. When I heard this talk show maniac just proudly speaking his mind. It was really wild, but the more I heard, it made a whole lot of sense to me. I want to thank you, Alex, for opening my eyes and helping the blind to see. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. And you have enough gumption without a presumption to know what's going on. Then I can roll bananas out the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
Christian leader, never mind Skull and Bones, never mind Bohemian Grove, never mind my actual policies. Just buy my rhetoric, buy my lies, because you're my slaves. We're going to put in a Democrat later who works for the exact same people, and you're going to love it then when they do it. All you Democrats that hate the Patriot Act, and all you Democrats that hate the police state, you're suddenly going to love it.
Visit Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. When you're on the site, you can also tune in 24 hours a day to my daily radio broadcast. There's also a free iPhone app to listen to the syndicated radio show when and where you want. All right, Robert Ownby did that little country song, Crazy Like Alex Jones. And if you watch the video, if you're just a radio listener and not on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can watch the music video itself at Infowars.com. And at the end, it's a clip from 5 years ago on my local Austin TV show where I dressed up in a George Bush mask with a pirate hat on, and I said, soon we're going to put a Democrat in, and they're going to continue the Patriot Act and all the wars, the torture, the rest of it, and you people, you Democrats out there, you're going to love it, because you're part of the left-right paradigm. So Rob Dew added that to the music video. For radio listeners, they may have been, what is he talking about there? Watch the video, you'll get it. We'll be right back with the ion beams and the fact that this could blow up like a nuclear bomb. Stay with us.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us. Coming up in about an hour and 10 minutes from now, Strategic Relocation, North America Guide to Safe Places with Joel Skousen. He'll be joining us. I had this set up before the disaster even took place that we would do this special presentation today, but we'll also first get into some politics with him and get his view on what's happening in Libya and the whole North African situation, and that's coming up as well. But I wanted to go to Kyoto News first, and this has gotten in a few headlines here in the U.S. yesterday, but then no coverage since then, and it's a big deal because I looked into what neutron beams mean. It doesn't just mean that fusion is happening, or fission, but that there could be an explosion associated with this that's basically like a nuclear bomb going off, but extremely radioactive and dirty. Can you imagine? That place is a nuclear waste dump with 600,000-plus spent fuel rods and six reactors, and they've had more reactors, again, catch fire, begin smoking, cooling failing at number five that wasn't even online when the disaster happened. Neutron beam observed 13 times at crippled Fukushima nuke plant. This is from yesterday. Nothing new is out on this. Tokyo Electric Power Co. said it has observed a neutron beam, a kind of radioactive ray, 13 times on the premises of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant after it was crippled by the massive March 11th quake. Now, here's the big issue, and that is that that means that meltdown has basically occurred from the research I've done. And so it just shows that if you go back even 12 days ago, just 24 hours into this disaster, they were talking about partial meltdown in two of the plants, one and three, and then you saw those blow up. And I will repeat, the Mark I MOX plutonium-based reactor, the General Electric reactor, is the number one candidate to actually explode in a chain reaction. TEPCO, the operator of the nuclear plants, said the neutron beam measured about 1.5 kilometers southeast of the plant's number one and number two reactors over 3 days from March 13th, and it's equivalent to microsieverts per hour, and that's not a dangerous level, they say. Well, the point is that that plant is going into a critical phase. That's what the neutron beam means. The utility firm said it will measure uranium and plutonium, which could emit the neutron beam as well. In the 1999 critical accident at a nuclear fuel processing plant in JCO, CO, in the, another prefecture, uranium broke apart continually in nuclear fission, causing a massive amount of neutron beams to be released. So that happened 12 years ago in Japan. It is the latest case at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. Such a critical accident has not yet happened, they're telling us. But the measurement of a neutron beam may be evident and evidence that uranium and plutonium leaked from the plant's nuclear reactors and spent fuel has discharged a small amount of neutron beams through nuclear fission. And that is out of the News of Kyoto, one of the major English publications out of Japan. Radionuclei has blanketed the United States, but the authorities are insisting that the levels are harmless, Paul Joseph Watson writes. And here's the big news. This is from Aaron Dykes at Infowars.com with links to CNN and other publications. Japan's chief cabinet secretary admits, "We're not able to measure the amount of radiation coming from the power plant." That is a quote. "They are just estimating it magically." Well, they are able to get measurements. And the Pentagon has got very expensive, high-tech devices that are very, very powerful in the ways that they can measure the full spectrum of different types of radiation and radioactive isotopes that are being released. Very, very delicate instruments, and we're not seeing any information now 13 days in from our own government that's charged with protecting us. In another astonishing clip in the wake of Japan's nuclear power plant crisis, Japan's chief cabinet secretary admits, and we have a video link there, that they are not actually measuring radiation levels at Fukushima's nuclear power plant and cannot accurately do so. That's not true. But are instead only estimating the radiation via the use of computer simulation model. This is a fresh admission piling on top of what has already been a cover-up of massive proportions and coincides with a warning today that infants should not drink the tap water in the surrounding Tokyo area because levels of radioactive iodine are too high. Despite the lack of accurate measurements, the Japan Nuclear Agency reported that the highest levels of radiation yet from Fukushima Reactor 2, as well as 13 sightings of neutron beams radiation, is reportedly 1,600 times safe levels, according to the Kyoto News, CNN, and other major publications. And more U.S. states find traces of radiation from Japan, CNN is reporting.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We've got a lot of other news to cover, and no, it's not going to be about Elizabeth Taylor dying, much as I liked her, was a humanitarian. That does not affect the wider spectrum of what's happening on this planet. We've also got a lot of bizarre nanny state, police state news. The mayor pushes Washington for federal toilet paper tax. City bans girls from selling Girl Scout cookies, saying they've got to get a license to do that, to operate a business. Town examines cracking down on swing sets because they could be dangerous, just like they banned dodgeball and then tag at most public schools. It's all part of the total tyranny in the name of safety. Federal government's moving to put boxes in all cars to track everywhere you go and what you do and tax you by the mile for your safety. They're also in the news talking about cameras in all cars, watching you in live time just in case you have a problem. The police will dial in and watch you. The Houston police chief has again proposed cameras in people's homes. They've now done that in over 22,000 homes in England. No criminal record, no presumption of innocence. They just say, when you have a new baby, we've got to put cameras in your house and watch you. Guilty until proven innocent. The total 1984 system is coming into play. We're also going to be getting into the economy. Basically, I've covered most of the new news dealing with what's happening in Japan. But the situation, to sum it up, to give you the Infowars.com analysis, is it's out of control. And when you've got six reactors, even the two they supposedly shut down, including five, smoking, having fires, black smoke pouring out, and clear ongoing meltdowns of the live uranium and plutonium, especially in the number three reactor, this is a recipe for disaster. And unfortunately, many physicists are saying, and radiation specialists, that the worst is probably ahead of us, and that if those plants have completely melted down, one or more, we know a cover-up is then going on. We don't know the extent of how big the cover-up is. There has been partial meltdown, and there could be huge explosions, not just future hydrogen explosions, but there could be a fission chain reaction nuclear explosion that will then project all of that radioactive waste dump that is the Fukushima facility and the live reactors sky high in a massive nuclear chain reaction that will not be pretty and will basically make much of Japan uninhabitable and will turn much of the Pacific into a radiation dump. But there's a reason cancer is up several thousand percentage points. And one of the big reasons in a cocktail of reasons is the thousands of nuclear tests that have been done total, 500 plus above ground, which were halted because of people demonstrating and putting pressure on their elected representatives. But it's just an example of how the globalists will even soil their own nest while running around preaching at us, telling the public that we have to give up our liberties, give up our freedoms because of the fact that carbon dioxide is so deadly when it's what plants breathe. Looking at some of this police state news, Hazelwood crackdown on Girl Scout cookies. CBS News is reporting on that. The city of Hazelwood says that they do support the Girl Scouts, but not when they are violating the home occupancy code. You've heard about people with lemonade stands getting fines. This is now unfolding across the country. But now they're saying Girl Scouts can't set up stands on the street corners or in front of their homes because it violates the code. The illegal aliens can break every law under the sun, drive around drunk with no driver's license, and 800-plus cities are sanctuary cities. Government individuals across the board statistically don't pay their taxes. There's been some reports that upwards of half of the Congress doesn't pay their income taxes. They make themselves exempt from the health care laws they make for us, but then they teach our children that they're under a magnifying glass of bureaucratic Soviet-style control. The article goes on. They've been warned, but the city says the Girl Scouts who are continuing to sell Girl Scout cookies from the stand in front of their home. A neighbor complained anonymously because of all the people and the traffic and the dogs barking at all the people and the traffic. So a good see-something-say-something person might have watched Janet Napolitano at Walmart, you know, say, spy on your neighbors, and, well, they are spying. Just like the reports we get constantly about realtors in your house, and they see a gun case, they think guns are illegal, even though they're not, they call the police. Or realtors are in your house, and they see a reloading kit in your basement, they call the police. That's happened to one of our writers at Infowars.com. Or it's got to be 12 years ago now, the carpet cleaner trying to call the cops because he saw a shotgun in my house and thought it was illegal. It was black. It was scary. It looked evil. Based on this complaint, the city of Hazelwood has to take action, says spokesman Tim Davidson. He says it is also against city code to sell products from a home. So there you go, and they're going to have to crack down on the Girl Scouts. But I thought the Girl Scouts are key to Homeland Security. You can pull up Girl Scouts recruited for Homeland Security to keep an eye on their parents and others. Also, all over the country, you know, they're putting taxes on bottled water, saying plastic bottles are evil. And now the Omaha World Herald reports subtle unrolls toilet paper tax. Mayor Jim Subtle went to Washington this week flush with ideas for how the federal officials, not servants, could help cities like Omaha, Nebraska pay for multi-billion dollar sewer projects. The government puts new regulations on the sewer systems, on the water treatment, and then the cities have to raise taxes to comply with that. And then private companies come in and offer to buy up the city-run system, and then they get waivers from the government not to put in the new systems. Based on the four-pack price for Charmin double rolls at the Midtown Hy-Vee, such a tax would add more than 10 cents per roll price, pushing it up over a buck per package. The idea came from a 2009 House measure by an Oregon congressman to help cities and the environment. So a tax on breathing, a tax on carbon dioxide, a tax on toilet paper, just like they want the salt tax in New York, and they're threatening huge multi-thousand-dollar fines. Mayor Bloomberg wants people to get in big trouble if they oversalt food at restaurants. Omaha estimates that the toilet paper tax would help them with their $1.7 billion bill for federally mandated sewer improvements. There you go with the sewer improvements. I'll be honest, I hadn't even read the whole article yet, but there it is, the federally mandated sewer systems, which then make them add more chemicals and more toxins because the laws are written by the big chemical industries cause this consolidation. But don't worry, all over the country they're training people how to be good little prisoners. And we have another report here. Parents could face fine for burying 10-month-old on their own property who died. I guess you got to get a special permit to put a family cemetery in. And a town examines swing set rules. We also have those reports coming out. Westport swing set rules get second look. Rules regarding swing sets and play sets in Westport will go under the microscope tonight in the Planning and Zoning Commission public hearing. Proposal was filed to make them exempt from current setback and coverage requirements. They're saying under a new law, unless they repeal it, that you've got to get special rules and inspections to be able to have a playset in your backyard. The text of the amendment made by resident Carrie Moskowitz seeks to change the definition of a structure to exclude swing sets and playsets, thus making them an exemption to set back the coverage regulations. Currently, swing sets and playsets must be placed at least 50 feet from property lines, but most people's backyards, again, it's impossible to do that. So, again, it's all Agenda 21. The UN writes these regulations to shut down farms, ranches, backyard gardens, play sets, and they're moving to phase basically all of that out in the name of continued safety. Meanwhile, I'm going to get more into Libya in a moment, but first I wanted to get into doublespeak, doublethink. In 2005, a member of the New Freedom Federal Board, New Freedom Initiative Board, that's an Orwellian name, broke their silence and released internal documents that the big pharma industry had financed the Bush administration to try to push a federal initiative to forcibly psychologically test all school children every year in every grade and then give them psychological illnesses. So that later in life they can't own firearms, but also it was estimated that they would then convert in the next decade from roughly 12% of school children listed as mentally ill to 50% in the next phase, and then upwards of 100% after that. And WorldNet Daily, Associated Press, WorldNet Daily actually broke it, but Associated Press did pick up on it. What was it, back in 2005, or was it, you know, 2005? And in there they called it the New Freedom Initiative. The new freedom to be forcibly drugged. You're saying, what does that have to do with Libya? Well, they call it new freedom. They call the Patriot Act the Patriot Act, when it's the opposite of being a patriot and supporting the Bill of Rights and Constitution, Declaration of Independence that makes America special and such liberty that we've enjoyed, that we began the engine of total success and the example of liberty worldwide. There's another big Orwellian example here today. White House says Libya fight is not a war, following what the French president has said. It's a kinetic military action. So bombing, government buildings, bombing power plants, bombing airfields, bombing airports, bombing bus terminals, bombing infrastructure, hundreds and hundreds of cruise missiles, bombs dropping every hour on the hour. That is not a war. Okay, that is a kinetic military action. It was kind of like in Vietnam, they didn't like the seek and kill teams. So they started naming it seek and destroy, and then they didn't like that, so they changed it to seek and expunge or seek and remove. And, of course, when SWAT teams were first set up by the CIA as a model to federalize and militarize police under Daryl Gates in L.A., I saw him in a SWAT team documentary. He admitted they were special weapons attack teams, but the politically correct said, no, let's call it special weapons and tactics. So just another example of that. And now in a briefing on board Air Force One last night, Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes took a crack at the answer. I think we are all doing is enforcing a resolution that has very clear set goals. Of course, it doesn't. NATO's even pointing out there's not clear set goals, which is protecting the Libyan people, averting a humanitarian crisis, and setting up a no-fly zone, Rhodes said. Obviously, that involves kinetic military action, particularly on the front end. And since then, the Pentagon is now calling this a kinetic military action. Slate also reports on the birth of a Washington word, and that is now the kinetic military action. Now, I don't know if I believe this new poll that's out, because I've seen other polls that show over 70% against the Iraq war, now in its eighth year, against the Afghan war, now in its ninth year, and the Pakistan war that's ongoing, that's undeclared. And don't forget, Congress wasn't even consulted, and Congress likes it. Congress, except for Ron Paul, a Republican, and a few Democrats, they love it. They go, this is great. The UN says jump, and the U.S. says how high. Completely unconstitutional. It's total treason. Many constitutional experts are out there calling it treason. And it's just an amazing precedent. But they've got this new poll out, Reuters reports. In U.S. poll, 60% back Libyan military action. Well, if 60% agreed that they could roast children on the White House lawn, or that if 60% said they could take the other 40% money and redistribute it, could you do that? No, not in a republic with laws, with rule of law. See, a pure democracy, 51% could vote to kill the other 49, or to make you wear blue hats, or make you dress up like an Easter bunny, or to take your property, or to raise taxes on you. I mean, the sky's the limit. But 60% of Americans support the U.S. and allied military action in Libya to impose a no-fly zone to protect civilians from forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi, a Reuters poll released today found. Of those polled, 48% described President Barack Obama's military leadership as U.S. Commander-in-Chief as cautious and consultative. Oh, yeah. Do you again, that's the weird little way they spun the poll. 36% said that it was indecisive and dithering. No, it's slithering is what it is. And 17% as strong and decisive in a question that offered only those three choices. So, see, there is no choice. There you have it, where you could say that you didn't want the war. It's either how do you think he's handling it? So they're not debating should we have this war or is it even a war. They just said, you know, do you think it's indecisive and dithering, cautious and consultative, or strong and decisive? So all three of those, this is such a fraud. This should be a university textbook example of a push poll, of a fraudulent poll, where you don't ever give them any other opportunity. You give them false choices. Unbelievable. Unbelievable to have that type of deceptive poll. But see, now they can just run the headline that 60% back Libyan military action. They can just throw it out there and say 60% support it. Extreme deception out of that group of creatures. Continuing here with the news before I get back into Libya, there's a larger question that right after Obama got in office, he was given the Nobel Peace Prize. In fact, guys, pull up when he was given that, because memory serves. I think he was given it when he was president-elect. He hadn't even gotten in office, but let's see if my memory's correct. He got in he got into office in January of 2009. They secretly voted on it 6 months before. That was, but just pull up the Wikipedia on it or an AP article or something, because I want to be absolutely, in fact, we'll have the answer when we come back. But the point is, he got it before, yeah, but the date, I know it was 2009. So it was announced on October 9th. So he'd been in office a while, but then it turned out they'd given it to him when he was president-elect. So memory does serve. So they'd already decided to give it to him, and he got it a few months after being in office. And has he engaged in peace since then? Well, there's a move to strip him of it. But, I mean, if you give it to Henry Kissinger, a huge warmonger, why not? Why not give it to Hitler posthumously? I mean, come on. Why stop there?
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Demanded, as you know, several days ago that Obama return his Nobel Peace Prize. He's intensified the wars in Afghanistan, Pakistan, lied, and simply renamed combat brigades in Iraq as combat support brigades. War is now kinetic action. kinetic military action. He's not allowed to call it a war. And continuing, so Evo Morales, the Bolivian president, is demanding that Obama give back his Nobel Peace Prize. He claims that the Libyan attack is so horrible, our president no longer deserves the prize. Snorts Morales. How is it possible that a Nobel Peace Prize winner leads a gang to attack and invade? This is not a defense of human rights or self-determination. And he demanded that hand back the Nobel Peace Prize. And Obama responded in Politico, Obama is keeping his Peace Prize. President Obama defended his Nobel Peace Prize, saying that Americans don't see any contradiction. He speaks for all of us. See, it's all lies. It's all 1984 Orwell speak out of the Ministry of Truth. War is peace, freedom is slavery. President Obama defended his Nobel Peace Prize, saying that Americans, quote, don't see any contradiction. We don't. I guess I don't see any contradiction, or you don't, because Obama said so. Okay. In him ordering an attack on Libya to make sure, quote, people aren't butchered because a dictator wants to cling to power. And now with riots and burning and shootings in Syria, there's talk about humanitarian bombing. The globalists to go in, stir up people to resist these countries that I certainly don't want to live in. But the point is that they're globalist enemies. But then Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, and other Arab countries that are globalist minions, when they shoot people down on video, confirmed. Much of the Libya stuff turned out to be lies. I have no doubt he's not engaged in all sorts of butchering. So are the rebels. I'm afraid there won't be any attack. I'm afraid that these are our allies all over Yemen and the rest of the Middle East. So you heard it. He says Americans don't see any contradiction. All of us support what he is doing and think that this is just absolutely wonderful. But there's trouble in paradise. We don't have time to play the whole clip, but Donald Trump yesterday on The View skewered the Skeksis tells Obama to show the birth certificate. And look, if you want to join the FBI, you got to show the original. If you want to join the military, you got to have it unless you get a waiver. And if you want to join the CIA, you've got to, or you want to get into the State Department, but not if you want to be president. And they now admit, after years of denial, that no, he's not released the birth certificate. He's released a receipt of birth certificate. And remember 3 months ago, Abercrombie was getting ready to go into office. And he said, when I get in office in Hawaii, I'm going to release it. And then he came out and said, well, we couldn't find it. And we're told Obama was born at two different hospitals. And they go, well, there was an announcement by his grandparents. Well, if he was born in Africa and they wanted to try to dummy up the records later and claim he was born in Hawaii, that's a standard fraud to put birth announcements to have family. Known as mama didn't do it. The grandparents did it because they were the ones that were in Hawaii. And the way they're acting, they're hiding something. It turns out that McCain was born in the Panama Canal Zone and under law at that time. He couldn't be president. It's kind of like both Bush and Cheney. Their real residences were in Texas. And under the Constitution, you can't have president, vice president from the same state. But so what? The globalists love to set these precedents. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.